You have 24 minutes. You have 24 minutes, the podcast from 24 Hour Nation. 24 Hour Nation's website, podcasts, and webinars will introduce you to nighttime thought leaders who can help you help your city be safer, more dynamic, and more respectful at night. We also share global news, reports, and educational opportunities that benefit nighttime influencers in American cities. In addition, 24 Hour Nation presents new and intriguing things to see and do at night across the USA. My name is Randall White, host and curator for 24 Hour Nation. Find us online at 24hournation.com and on social media at 24 Hour Nation. Today, we spend 24 minutes with Brian Block, Entertainment Services Manager for the City of Austin, Texas. Brian also serves as president of the board for Nightcap Alliance, a U.S. nonprofit organization for nighttime management professionals and for those who support an increased focus on nighttime economies in American cities. Learn more about the nighttime economy movement and its increased professional opportunities as we spend 24 minutes with Brian Block.
Well, I'm the entertainment services manager here in Austin. And broadly, that position supports, manages, and enhances nightlife and entertainment and live music in Austin. And it's done in a few specific ways. We oversee entertainment-related sound management. We serve as a liaison for nightlife establishments, also a resource for all nightlife stakeholders where we're helping to solve problems and resolve conflicts as they arise. And then the last one's kind of a bigger bucket. We work on policy and planning and stakeholder partnerships to support the long-term success and vibrancy and safety of our entertainment establishments and districts, with also a focus on residential quality of life.
And Austin being certainly one of the live music cities in the United States and the live music capital of the state of Texas, and being fueled a lot by the energy from the University of Texas, which is based there. It's a wonderful thing to know that Austin is there making this happen and that you're helping guide that. So I want to move over to a little bit to the nighttime management world, nighttime governance. At what point, there are several cities in the states that have a point person who oversees the kind of nightlife scene, if you will, and helps rally the resources in their city governments to do what you just talked about is your job description in Austin. At what point did you and other nighttime managers in the United States decide to coalesce and begin connecting more frequently?
So in 2019, we began working to formalize a platform for nighttime managers in city government to learn from each other's experience, talk to each other, share with each other. The Nightcap Alliance is a nonprofit organization that was formed in 2021. It took us a bit of time to kind of coalesce, decide what we wanted to do. And then, you know, once we decided we wanted to be a nonprofit organization because we wanted it to have some longevity and sustainability into the future to support these nighttime management roles. And so we decided, let's make it a nonprofit organization. We did that in 2021. And the Nightcap Alliance was formed to both unite and support nighttime economy professionals and advance nighttime management in U.S. cities.
And right now, how many nighttime managers are there in the states? It's changed very recently. A few more have been added in just the last couple of months.
That's right. Three here alone in 2022 with Atlanta, New Orleans, and Philadelphia. And I think, you know, this may not be a scientific count that's uncovered everyone everywhere, but our count is roughly 12, including those three that were created this year.
And the objectives of Nightcap, in addition to kind of being a mind meld of approaches and thinking and expertise, is also to help advance, you think, the idea of cities working on their nighttime economies, right?
Exactly. You know, we want to advance nighttime management in U.S. cities. At our core, we're a network of professionals responsible for nighttime advocacy or planning and management within local government in U.S. cities, and they're not all the same. It's kind of approached in a different way in different cities, and you know, I think that's part of it, is being able to share with each other those different approaches.
And there's and very different kinds of cities as well. You have everything from Iowa City, another college town, to New York City. How are the disparity of the size of city and the scope of city and the departments in which the night managers are parked? How are you finding overlap? How is that working? Did you come up with shared goals, shared objectives that everybody could agree on?
I think there's a whole lot of overlap, and it's interesting to talk about the differences. And sometimes it's not just the size of the city, it's the history or the unique circumstances or organizational structure. You know, cities are, and local governments are interesting beasts, and so each one's a little different. It's been great to both look at the things that are universal, that everyone's doing, and look at the different organizational structures and how things are different, and learn from each other and take what works, adapt it if needed. It's really great to have this network and this forum. And there's four main things that the Nightcap Alliance is focused on. And one, obviously, is the Nighttime Economy Manager Network. That's at our core. We're connecting and supporting this growing network of professionals in U.S. cities that have roles within local government related to nighttime planning, nighttime management. Through that activity area, we're sharing ideas and issues and solutions with each other. We hope to elevate and unite our efforts and advance this field. And I think ultimately, just having this forum where everyone working in these roles can connect with and share with and learn from each other is a huge value. And the second sort of key activity area is we want to share new ideas and practical solutions and model policies to support cities in the U.S. and anywhere that might be helpful. You know, I think we feel like that as nighttime managers, we're doing this work on the ground in our cities and figuring out what works and what doesn't, sometimes by trial and error. And we're experiencing how city programs and policies need to be changed or new programs and policies created to better support sustainable nighttime economy. And we want to share this perspective, use this kind of knowledge and experience in this emerging field and be able to share ideas and solutions and model policies. A third thing we're focused on is highlighting the value of this role within city government and supporting cities however we can, if they want to create an office or a position or a nighttime management program or initiative. Hey, you can learn and benefit from our experience, maybe the mistakes we've made or recommendations that we have. And the last one is really to build and support a broader network of local government professionals and nighttime economy champions of all types to advance nighttime management in the U.S. And we envision this part as a two-way conversation.
Okay.
How can we raise awareness about nighttime management, maybe across disciplines and with folks who aren't, you know, doing what we're doing in city government. But we want to hear from diverse perspectives, whether those are just other kinds of professionals or other nighttime economy champions, because there's hospitality alliances, there's civic organizations, there are public safety alliances, you know, downtown organizations, all kinds of important stakeholders. And we want to, you know, hear from them, have that inform the work of nighttime management within cities. So most broadly, like connect with other nighttime economy champions and build broader alliances wherever possible to support the development of vibrant nighttime economy and culture.
Ryan, why is it important for our cities to pay attention to what happens after 5 p.m. and before 9 a.m.?
And I think this goes to both our vision and what 24-Hour Nation is about and what this whole global network that's out there of champions for the nighttime economy, because it is a critical and essential part of a vibrant city. Is a vibrant and sustainable city has a vibrant and sustainable nighttime economy, nightlife, life at night.
So say I support Nightcap's mission. What are the ways I can get involved? You're wanting to expand your reach so people can join Nightcap?
Absolutely. And that's really that sort of last main bullet I talked about, the building of and supporting a broader network. So it's beyond just the nighttime management professionals working in local government in U.S. cities. We want to build a broader network. We have membership opportunities for local government professionals and any nighttime economy champion, whether that's someone who wants to get started and learn about nighttime economy management and become a champion, or folks like you and folks all over who are already doing an incredible amount of advocacy and effort and have a lot to offer in terms of their perspective. So membership and be a part of that conversation, help us advance nighttime management in the U.S.
Okay, and it's a very affordable membership, I might say. The nighttime management professionals are often colloquially referred to as nightmares. Nightmares. I remember using this conversation, this language, and some talking with some other people, and they go, "Well, what do you mean by nightmare?" And I think, what does that mean to you? It's not an official title. I don't think anybody in the States really has. But when someone's referred to as a nightmare, what is that communicating?
I guess on the one hand, I think they're just communicating what our focus really is, which is nighttime management, planning, advocacy, being a liaison to nightlife establishments, stakeholders, supporting the nighttime economy. You know, in the U.S., nightmare is used less frequently. I think that's used a bit more in Europe and maybe globally. I think in the U.S., this role is often based inside city government. I think in Europe, that's not really the case. It's often, you know, in a civic setting. I think we tend to use nighttime management, nighttime economy manager, more so than nightmare.
I think the other reason why I sometimes hear nightmare or in other contexts is that the mayor, one envisions that the mayor of a city has the ability to pull together all these other resources at City Hall, all these departments that sometimes don't always communicate with each other, and is able to kind of bring them together and focus on nighttime issues in a way that they might not otherwise have done. The whole idea of nighttime management, this is a fast-growing field. This is a movement. Is that your assessment?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's been probably a focus on nighttime management in the U.S. going back to the 90s. For example, San Diego, I know, was doing some work. Other cities were doing work. I think it was a little more disparate, potentially, back in the 90s. I think maybe the original seed and the original beginnings of it go to the 90s. I certainly think that it's taken off over the past, say, 5 to 7 to 10 years in a very big way in the U.S., with formalizing the name nighttime economy management, nighttime economy offices, or nightlife and culture offices. You know, when we look at just the, say, the cities that started earliest really aren't called nighttime economy offices. So in Austin, we're the entertainment services group. In San Francisco, there's an entertainment commission. So I think, you know, our work started in 2010. I think San Francisco started before that. It had elements of nighttime economy management in it, but it really wasn't the full-blown thing we have today. I think the cities that are creating offices today, you know, they have an advantage. They can kind of build it from the ground up the way they want it. And so looking at Philadelphia, looking at New York, it's pretty cool to see how those offices were built in a very intentional way. And they didn't have to duct tape and sort of piece together kind of retrofit anything.
Right. And it was based in part upon the work that you guys did in Austin, the folks did in San Diego, and even the work that was done in Pittsburgh. So a city in the United States, say Kansas City. Kansas City has got a strong music history. It's a jazz scene. History is very deep. Has a dynamic downtown area at night, particularly around the T-Mobile Center, sports activities, etc. It has the same challenges as other cities. But with the exception of one entertainment district, Westport, Kansas City really hasn't popped up on any radar yet as having a focus on its nighttime economy. You'd think it would and probably will. What do you think will need to happen in that city for it to go, we need to focus on our nighttime management?
Well, you would hope that folks either in the community or in city leadership or city government would recognize the importance that it brings to the local economy, to local culture, and would proactively say, what can we do to improve what we have, sustain what we have, maybe address some problems or issues that are bubbling up? You know, you would hope that they would do that. And maybe as 24-Hour Nation, as a champion around the country, and Nightcap Alliance as a, you know, as a champion of nighttime management in city government, you know, hopefully that makes an impact and cities pick up on it and decide to proactively do it. You hope it doesn't result more reactively, where they're really having serious problems and having to address them. So those would be my immediate thoughts on it.
Sure. And you and I have talked a little bit about the idea of a team, that maybe in some cities what works best is when there's an insider and an outsider working together. We don't see that very often in many markets in the States. Why do you think that tag team approach would be good, to have somebody who's in the city government and then a private entity outside, the two roles they can have in advancing a city's nighttime economy?
Well, you and I have discussed this, and we're going to talk about it more, and I'm excited because I think that's the gold standard, and I think that's the recipe for success. You know, cities that are struggling to get one or the other off the ground, you can't have everything you want right away necessarily. You know, I look very jealously at New York, where you've got both the Office of Nightlife and the Hospitality Alliance.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if we can all have that? And I think that's what we should aspire to, because you need to have someone, I think, and I think, you know, you've expressed the same thoughts. You really need someone inside city government as a champion, someone who understands city government, how that works, how to make change, how to create programs, how to move policy, and a champion outside. Hopefully they really understand what's going on from the nightlife stakeholder perspective, because the city government staff and even city leaders, they're not the actual nightlife stakeholders who are operating or living amongst nightlife. So we really need that on the ground perspective, and that partnership together, I think that's with a real partnership where learning from each other, co-creating, I think that is the real recipe for success.
I liked your term, the gold standard. Some cities right now are looking at what nighttime operators and stakeholders can do to lead the way in reframing public safety, inclusivity, economic vibrancy, where we're not having to rely so much on enforcement, but that the stakeholders themselves are leading the way and shaping their own standard. Where are you and where's Austin on looking at something like that?
I think that's really important. And that's something that we're focused on in Austin. And specifically, I think you've read and we've talked about our Sixth Street District in Austin. And we've had some of the crime and violence and gun violence issues that other cities all over this country and rural areas, really all over this country. Obviously, we've got a serious gun violence issue. And of course, that shows up in our nightlife areas and districts as well. What we've tried to focus on here in Austin is to say, well, there is no one solution that's going to stop violence or stop gun violence. But if we take a broader, more comprehensive approach to both the safety and vibrancy of our entertainment district, we think that's going to make it safer. It's going to make it vibrant and safer. Is it going to stop all the crime and violence? No, but I don't think that ought to be a realistic expectation.
And we know that several of the models that are out there working are based in part on the city of Dallas has just finished its Good Neighbor Initiative, the Purple Flag program in the UK. I had a good time talking yesterday with somebody about that. Best Bar None program in Canada are a lot of programs that are helping the stakeholders pull together and set their own standards. I am talking with Brian Block. He's the Entertainment Services Manager for the City of Austin Development Services Department. He's also president of the Nightcap Alliance, which is a consortium of nighttime managers in the States. You can reach Nightcap Alliance on the web at nite-cap.org. They're also on Facebook at Nightcap US and on Twitter and Instagram at Nightcap_US. And you can Google to find them on LinkedIn as well. And then you could also reach Brian's office at in the city of Austin at austintexas.gov/DSD if you want to learn more about what they're doing in Austin or what Nightcap is doing, if you would like to join Nightcap, which I would recommend to support this whole initiative and this movement. I'm going to give you the final word, Brian. In the coming year, what's a big nighttime challenge you're going to tackle and why is it important?
You know, the biggest thing I would like to tackle, and maybe we won't accomplish this in 1 year, but it goes to what you and I were just talking about in our gold standard. We've got a good effort for nighttime management and planning inside city government with what the Entertainment Services Group is doing. We've got incredible organization and leadership around live music in our Austin community. I think that is probably a leader nationally, if not globally, in how that's done. What I'd really like to see is more organization around nightlife more broadly from the community perspective, where we've got that really strong partner that's more nightlife industry and stakeholder led in our Austin community.
This has been Season 1, Episode 19 of 24 Minutes from 24-Hour Nation. Learn more about us at 24hournation.com and on social media at 24hournation.